Tybee, Impeaching Trump Would Establish Intelligence Community Veto Over Elections. By Joshua Kaplan on October 14, 2019. Rolling Stone contributing editor Matt Tybee reframes the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry and its latest development in the arrest of two associates of Rudy Giuliani as a permanent coup against President Trump playing out more slowly than coups he has experienced firsthand in other nations. Tybee's article comes after he criticized corporate media's framing of the deep stater as a nonpartisan whistleblower. Despite being a registered Democrat who worked with former Vice President Joe Biden in the White House. From Tybee's newsletter. The men who are the proxies for Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani in this story are asserting that official channels have been corrupted. The forces backing impeachment, meanwhile, are telling us those same defendants are obstructing a lawful impeachment inquiry. My discomfort in the last few years, first with Russiagate and now with Ukrainagate and impeachment, stems from the belief that the people pushing hardest for Trump's early removal are more dangerous than Trump. Many Americans don't see this because they're not used to waking up in a country where you're not sure who the president will be by nightfall. They don't understand that this predicament is worse than having a bad president. The Trump presidency is the first to reveal a full-blown schism between the intelligence community and the White House. Senior figures in the CIA, NSA, FBI and other agencies made an open break from their would-be boss before Trump's inauguration, commencing a public war of leaks that has not stopped. I don't believe most Americans have thought through what a successful campaign to oust Donald Trump would look like. Most casual news consumers can only think of it in terms of Mike Pence becoming president. The real problem would be the precedent of a de facto intelligence community veto over elections. Using the lunatic spook world brand of politics that has dominated the last 3 years of anti-Trump agitation. CIA/FBI-backed impeachment could also be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If Donald Trump thinks he's going to be jailed upon leaving office, he'll sooner or later figure out that his only real move is to start acting like the dictator MSNBC and CNN keep insisting he is. Why give up the White House and wait to be arrested? When he still has theoretical authority to send special forces troops rappelling through the windows of every last Russiagate/Ukrainagate leaker. That would be the end game in a third world country. And it's where we're headed, unless someone calls off this craziness. Welcome to the permanent power struggle.